Thursday, the team went to lunch. Mandatory bonding, some Italian place in North Beach, all echoing tile and raised voices. The fog had burned off, but the air still held that damp cold. The race condition bug was still unsolved. She'd left it open on her laptop, the thread pool log staring back at her. Later. She'd fix it later. Inside, the restaurant was too warm, steam rising from pasta bowls, the smell of garlic and wine and bodies crowded together. Bread arrived, olive oil pooling in the ceramic dish, everyone talking over each other. Nora ordered the cacio e pepe. It came steaming, black pepper cracked over the top, cheese glistening. Should have been perfect. Her phone sat face up beside her plate. She'd put it there on purpose, couldn't not know, couldn't miss him if he wrote. The conversation shifted around her, product roadmaps, sprint planning jokes, someone complaining about merge conflicts. She gave the right responses, nodded, laughed when everyone else laughed. Her eyes dropped to the screen every few seconds. Black. Still black. She took a bite. The pasta was good, creamy, peppery, exactly what cacio e pepe should be. She barely tasted it. Her phone lit up. Her hand moved before she thought about it. Under the table, thumb already unlocking, pulse in her throat. Him. It was him.
Miss talking to you.
Something warm spread through her chest. She typed back with one hand, fork in the other. Me too. Someone asked her something. She looked up, still warm from the screen. Sorry?
You said you've only been here a few months?
Yeah, since February. The pasta was going cold on her plate. Her appetite had vanished the moment his text arrived. The restaurant felt too loud, too bright. The voices around her blurred into white noise.